In further news, I've decided to run a games designing workshop. It's really as a means to teach myself about this stuff and also to sort of gather collaborators. And I've also found the quickest way I learn something is if I teach it. So I'm going to teach a course and I'm going to base it on a book that I just bought from Amazon, which I can't remember right now, but I'll be talking about it soon. Fantastic kind of looking book, and takes me back to some sort of childhood things that I was really into. I mean, I was a mad games player when I was a kid, board games and stuff like that. So I think, and it's given me a real thrill, kind of an inner thrill again. So that's what I'm going to be doing. So I'll be making board games, and these we'll also be looking at. Digital stuff at the same time. So, I mean, what I want to combine is that kind of creative visual stuff alongside digital skills, alongside concrete theory and game design thinking. Okay, so really, and breaking apart games and playing them and having a kind of Friday afternoon game sessions and stuff. So it's these kind of things. This is what I want to try and build over the next, dare I say it, 10 years or something like that. I think it's got enough legs, and I think if we combine it with forms of education and forms of play and forms of dialogue and things like that, then it can bring together some of my passions. I've always wondered if I was an artist, and I suppose, yeah, I am an artist, but I'm also a player. I like playing games and I like thinking, and I think all these things can kind of come together in a very sweet spot for me within a kind of a career or something like that, and I can make something really interesting with other people. That's the main thing. So hello, if you're out there and you're thinking this is what we're saying is really interesting, do get in touch. I'll be, this is going to be I'm very committed to it, so, and I'd like to hear from other people and get to know people and stuff like that. So, anyway, that's further news.